Hey, you want that to go?
And your news takeouts this morning come in part from Louise Story, Takeaway Finance contributor, and Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, both in the studio. And it's a blue plate special for you this morning, Louise. Three big business stories. We got the FTC with a huge ruling, a complaint against Intel Corporation for monopolistic practices alleged. You've got Bank of America having trouble naming a new CEO and the idea of government involvement in the ability of banks to attract executives is possibly going on there. And Citibank all giddy at the beginning of the week saying we're going to raise money and get out from underneath the bank bailout. Turns out they couldn't raise the money. Which do you want to tackle first?
It is a big business day. Let's start with Bank of America. You know, we've been on that one for months. They've been looking for a new CEO. This came down in some ways to who they couldn't hire rather than who they could. They named Brian Moynihan. He's an executive who's been there since their Fleet acquisition. But I wrote today in the New York Times about documents that have come from the Attorney General of New York, which basically ruled out another candidate, Greg Kril. They wanted to name this guy. He's their chief risk officer, but it looks like he's being implicated in the investigation over the Merrill Lynch merger. Wow. So he was ruled out. So finally, they said, okay, we're going to name Brian Moynihan after they were turned down by a lot of other bank execs.
Well, it's just an indication of how these banks that are under the TARP or were under the TARP are under the scrutiny of federal and
state authorities. They're under a lot of scrutiny.
Right.
And then we look at Citibank, and they're under a lot of pressure as well. They're trying to get out of this bailout. They don't like being under the government thumb. But guess what? They're not so popular in the market. So they tried to raise stock yesterday.
Nobody wanted it.
Well, some people wanted it, but for a low price.
Yeah.
In fact, so low that if the government had started selling its shares like it had said it would do, it would have lost money.
Uh-huh. And Intel says it's shocked and, or dismayed and disappointed that the FTC calls it a monopoly or pursuing monopolistic practices in the chip market.
And here we go again, government involvement. Intel is saying that the FTC claim is unfair and that it would hinder its business because the FTC took an extra strong step in looking towards hampering future anti-competitive practices. So that was a big ruling from the FTC about Intel's practices in the chip market.
And it's possibly a bellwether of where the Obama administration is going to go.
Much more government.
Louise Story, that was a lot. The Takeaway Finance contributor, thanks so much.
Now let's move on to a takeout from the Supreme Court in Puerto Rico. Justice Sonia Sotomayor has making her first visit to Puerto Rico since joining the court in August. To talk about it is Carol King, a freelance journalist who's reported from Puerto Rico and New York City for The Takeaway, NPR News, and Latino USA. Carol, why was Sotomayor going to Puerto Rico? What is she expecting to get done there?
Well, she's been invited by both U.S. federal and local judges from the island, and she also says that she's there because she wants to reconnect with her people, her family, and spend a wonderful Navidad Christmas on the island. Her mother is with her, and she was greeted at the airport and at the welcoming ceremony with kisses upon kisses, applause, and delightful laughter from the crowd as she just bowled them over with her Spanish. She hasn't been there since before she was not nominated, and they were just so excited to see her. It's such a big event for them because it represents not only the achievement of the Puerto Rican dream and the dream for a Puerto Rican woman, which is really unprecedented, and Hispanic woman reaching the Supreme Court, but also it's a real American dream story, and Puerto Ricans who count themselves among Americans really claim that and are just so delighted that she's there with them.
Is she a universal hero in Puerto Rico, or is there mixed feelings?
She is. She's a celebrity, and her mother is as well. Her mother was a nurse on the island. The family moved to New York during World War II, and Sonia grew up in the projects in very poor conditions in the Bronx. And so she's kind of not only a hero, but a legend in Puerto Rico and among New Yorkers in New York City, in the island of Manhattan and in the Bronx.
Well, Feliz Navidad de Sonia Sotomayor. Carol King is a Feliz freelance journalist who's reported from Puerto Rico and New York City and reports for us on The Takeaway.
Well, Justice Scalia can probably get a good table in Rome, but nothing like that kind of
reception.
No
kisses upon kisses upon kisses.
That is for sure. All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Indianapolis Colts, their undefeated record on the line against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm the coach of the Colts, right?
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not going to play my starters. I just want to just go right into the playoffs with my top seed and home field advantage. I don't want to risk this game tonight.
But that is not what's going to happen, John. You know, every time, every game, the players and coaches of every team say, we're not worried about next week, we're not worried about last week, we're worried about this week, we're worried about this week, the present. So this game, the Indianapolis Colts have pledged that they're going to play their starters. They're only not going to play people if they're injured. So now you're going to basically, against the toughest opponent that they'll face for the rest of the regular season.
So this is a competitive game.
This will be the game that the Indianapolis has to win if they have any chance of getting the undefeated record. And Jacksonville needs the game. They're in the AFC South. They're in a dogfight to get the last playoff spot, and they need this game.
And the Jacksonville Jaguars really do need it because they've got problems with attendance at home. The franchise is in trouble business-wise. I mean, for the city of Jacksonville, which also has had terrible economic problems, I mean, this is an important game.
So they're going to be a surly bunch going up against the Colts. So this should be one of the better games of this week and then this weekend.
Oh, maybe I'll stay up. I probably won't, but maybe I should stay up. All right, now Marty Brodeur keeps his legend going there in the NHL. Let's talk about the shutout watch for Marty Brodeur, goaltender. Right?
Correct. He's the goaltender for the New Jersey Devils. He's right now he has 103 career shutouts, which ties the old record, which stood since 1972. I don't know where our listeners were in 1972, but that was a long time ago. There was one interesting story. He tied the one game with Dominic Hasek where he tied with a 0-0 tie, and they split the puck in half to keep the puck because Martin Brodeur keeps the puck from every shutout that he makes.
Wow. And he is a legend. I mean, this is Gretzky's zone here, right? The rarefied air.
He's certainly a legend. He's one of those players that, down in history, they will always remember Martin Brodeur.
All right, if you know where you were in 1972, please call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, by the way. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks.
Good morning.
I was in a cradle.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.